Good evening.
Amen.
If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and we will begin in verse 19. If you would, let us go to the Lord in prayer before we start this morning. Tonight. Dear Lord, I come to You today. And I just thank You, Lord, just for another day of life, Lord. Another day that You've given me that hasn't been promised to us, Lord. And I thank You for everything You blessed me with, everything You blessed all of us with, Lord. But most importantly, I thank You for Your Son, Jesus, for what He did for us on the cross. And Lord, tonight, just be with us as we open Your Word, and as we study it, Lord, help us to understand all the truths that are in it, Lord. Just help me to be more submissive to Your will, Lord, to put You first in all things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We see here in Matthew chapter 5 that it's Jesus talking. He begins talking about wealth and about treasures. And in verse 19 He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal." We see here about Jesus talking about laying up treasures in heaven instead of on earth. There's really no point to lay up a treasure on earth. James says this life is like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. That's all this life is. But we can lay up treasures in heaven that will last forever. We see Solomon. Solomon was one of the richest men in the Bible. He had all this stuff. Stuff that we can't even think about having. Anything he wanted, he could have. And in Ecclesiastes, he writes this book at the end of his life called Ecclesiastes. And he says that all this that I've done was vexation of the spirit. He says, all trying to grab air. That's what vexation of the spirit means. It's like trying to grab air. He said, I've wasted my life trying to do all this. It's like trying to grab air. So what is important? What is important is following Jesus. Following Jesus no matter what. That anything in this life really doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Anything that we can do for ourselves really doesn't matter. And then in verse 21 he says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." See, that's really where it's at. Is in our heart. See, a lot of times today, we diagnose our symptoms. Just like a doctor, we try to diagnose our symptoms. Cussing. Maybe talking behind people's back. Maybe lying. Just like a doctor would. But we really got to get to the main issue, which is our heart. That's where it all comes from, is our heart. See, a lot of Christianity today, we try to make it a bunch of rules that we have to live by. A bunch of rules that we have to live by. You got to do this and you got to do that. But really, all it is a love for Jesus Christ. And if you love Him that much, you will do that. You will do what He asks. You will do the things that Jesus teaches because you love Him, not because it says so. So it all starts in our heart. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. All starts in our heart. Whatever we put our heart into, that's where all our success is going to come from. So we got to make sure we're putting our heart in the right things. And then we look in verse 22. He says, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is the darkness? No man can serve two masters, for neither he will hate the one and love the other, or else will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon," which mammon is just a word for riches. You can't serve God and riches. They don't go together. Riches. What is that? It's all about pleasing yourself. It's all about whatever you want. Whatever I want, I can get it. That's what riches is. Just getting what you want. But Jesus teaches totally different. He says, deny yourself and pick up your cross and follow me. Amen. It's all about denying yourself instead of what you want. So really what it is, it's not you can't serve God and riches. You can't serve God and yourself. You've got to serve Jesus because He's all we live for. He's supposed to be all we live for because nothing else really matters without Him. All we are is dirt without Him. It's all we would be without Him. So it's all about Jesus and whatever He wants. And then in verse 25, He says, "Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not your life more than meat, and your body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" He says, don't store up for yourselves. There's no reason to store up. It's all about just keeping Him the main focus. That's the least thing God cares about, is how much money you have. Never in the New Testament do we see Jesus ask somebody, "How much money can you contribute to me?" It was never about that. It was, "How much of yourself will you give to me?" It's not about the money. It's not about anything you can do for Him. It's what can He do through you. Because you can't do nothing in yourself. Can't do nothing in yourself. And then He says about the birds of the air. He says, they don't even have to do nothing, and I still take care of them. But at the end of that verse, I love what He says. Are ye not much better than they? He says, I take care of these birds. How much more do you think I'll take care of the ones that I died for? If I care enough to die for you, how much better care do you think I will take care of you than of the birds? How much better care do you think I will take care of them, of you than them? And then in verse 27, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for your raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. He said, which one of you can add a cubit to your height? Just stand here and say, I'm going to grow a foot and a half. That's how much a cubit was, roughly a foot and a half. You can't do it. And then he says, then why take ye thought for your raiment? See, a lot of times our Sunday morning services are more about who has the best clothes on than whose hearts are right. Jesus could care less about what you wear to church. If we spend as much time as we do getting ready to look pretty for church as we do getting our hearts ready for church, we'd be a lot better off. And then he says, consider the flowers. Are they not beautiful? Springtime. Just think of all the flowers that are coming up and how much better they are than in the winter when everything's dead. He said, not even Solomon in his glory, all his glory, was arrayed like one of these. Solomon, the richest king of Jerusalem, richest king of Israel. He says he didn't even look as good as these. So will I not take care of you? As we go on, he said, where if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I love what he says in verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. See, a lot of times today we look just like the world because we're seeking for the same things. We're looking for riches just as much as they are. He says, O ye of little faith. At least I do. I have very little faith. Very little faith. O ye of little faith. I don't trust in God like I should. I put more trust in what I can do to provide for myself than what God can do to provide for me. Got a little tongue twisted. But we think about the Lord's Prayer. What's the second thing Jesus says? Give us this day our daily bread. But we think that we can take care of that stuff. We think we can take care of the small stuff, and God, you take care of the big stuff. But it really shouldn't be that way. It should be, God, you take care of everything. I'm leaning totally on you for everything that I do. Not just the big things in my life that I need you to do. Everything. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus says, He says, you will never see my people begging for bread. We have to understand that Jesus will take care of us. That if we lay everything we have on the line for Him, that He will provide for us. We need to be like these disciples that would just drop everything. Everything that they had, they dropped. They left it behind to follow Him. Every single thing. Everything. But we can't lay down hardly a Wednesday night for Him. Sometimes it's a struggle to come on Wednesday night. But these people laid down every day for Him. That's how we got to be. As we go further, the last verse. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. How many times do we find ourselves thinking about the things about tomorrow? What we got to do tomorrow. But Jesus says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's enough trouble today that we don't need to be worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of times we find ourselves, at least I find myself a lot of times, thinking about what do I have to do tomorrow. But it's not supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be leaning on Jesus that He's all I need. That whatever tomorrow has for me, that He'll take care of me. So today, are you leaning on Him totally? Are you giving Him everything that you have? Are we laying down our lives? Are we denying ourselves? Or are we living for ourselves? Because there's only one man that deserves living for, and He's the one that died for us. So if you will stand as we have an invitation. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, I thank You so much. So much for what You did for me, Lord. There's no way I can repay You for what You did on the cross for me. But Lord, the least I could do is live for You. Not to live for myself, Lord. Please help me. Please help me to deny myself. Pick up my cross daily. To pick up our cross daily. To follow You, Lord. Because You are all. You're all I need. Lord, just help us today to be more dedicated to Your cause, Lord. And to not think about myself, but to keep all my thoughts on You, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.